This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. There's a lot in a name. This week, Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in North America, had its name changed to the preferred Native American name, Mount Denali. Mount McKinley was named after the 25th president of the United States, who was assassinated early in his second term. While some groups praised the name change as a symbol of respect, others saw it as a slight to President McKinley, who, incidentally, never stepped foot in Alaska. This week's naming battle ended up hurting feelings all around and creating divisions in Alaska and in Ohio, the home state of President McKinley. Debate over the issue involved the president, Congress, Mr. Trump, and of course the press. This name change is the latest example of how some long-standing traditions, such as naming the Democratic Party dinners and the placement of the Confederate flag, are coming under close scrutiny. And it highlights how changing names that honor traditions and people can come at the expense of offending others. Well, medicine is not without its own naming battles. One example focuses on a common tool called the Sims forceps and three women, Lucy, Betsy, and Anarka. The Sims forceps has been used for over 100 years to assist during complicated childbirths. The tool is named after an obstetrician named J. Marion Sims, often called the father of gynecology. Sims practiced in the South during the mid-1800s and developed tools and surgical techniques that radically changed and improved the practice of obstetrics and gynecology. However, there were ethical issues. Sims developed all of his tools and honed his surgical techniques using slave women. His three main subjects, Lucy, Betsy, and Anarka, did not volunteer to assist Sims, and their surgery was performed without anesthetics or pain medicines. At the time, it was commonly believed that African Americans had a much higher tolerance for pain, a belief which turned out to be completely wrong. His patient, Anarka, had more than 30 experimental surgeries as Sims worked to perfect his techniques. Neither she nor the others was ever asked to consent to surgery, nor were they given an option not to have surgery. There is a movement in modern gynecology, driven mainly by young medical students and residents, to change the name of this device from the Sims forcep to the Anarka forcep, out of respect to the woman who made the invention possible. On a related front, there is a gland located in the female pelvic area, which is called the skean gland. This anatomical gland is thought to play a role similar to the male prostate gland. Well, the gland was named after the male Scottish gynecologist, Dr. Alexander Skene. Some women are upset that a female gland is named after a male physician, feeling that it disrespects the women who allowed for this discovery. So, a name is a powerful symbol, which means different things to different people. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.